You're listening to the Wally Show podcast. You can hear the live version every weekday morning through the Way FM app or following along with us at wayfm.com/Wally.
The Wally Show podcast is brought to you by Colorado Christian University Online, where Wally teaches and where you can earn a degree online just like Betty Rock. You can learn more at ccu.edu/Wally. This podcast is also brought to you by United Faith Mortgage. Let their direct lender advantage save you time and money.
So, you guys hear anything good on the radio lately?
Here's some of the good stuff going on in the world today on The Wally Show.
Since 1886, some 134 years ago, the Statue of Liberty has stood alone on Liberty Island in New York. Now, I've seen it firsthand. Yeah. Wally, you've seen it.
I have seen it, and it's really cool. Like, yeah, you get
huge.
This cool sense as you take the boat over there, and then when you get there, you're like, all right, this is awesome. It's iconic.
Right, right. Well, it symbolizes the friendship between the U.S. and France. But come this year's Independence Day, there will be one more.
One more what?
One more statue. So,
is it a different statue?
No, this is going to look just like Lady Liberty. So France is sending over a second one.
I guess France just got a 3D printer, you know, and they're like, we've been dying to use this thing.
You may be more accurate than you realize. Her name is the Little Sister, and it's an exact replica, but it's a bit smaller. Okay. It's measuring like 1/16 the size of the original. So that's meaning around like 10 feet tall and almost at 1,000 pounds.
Okay. Oh. They're going to save money on shipping, so that's good.
Oh, my word. The General Administrator of France's National Museum of Arts and Crafts, which I think is so funny, said the reason for this second symbol is very simple. He said, quote, our friendship with the U.S. is very important, particularly at this moment.
Okay.
We have to conserve and defend our friendship.
I don't want to be ungrateful because the first one was so
awesome.
Yeah, and it was big, and you had to bring it over in a boat. Like, it's like really cool. And this is something that it feels like Christmas, and you open it up, and like it's a sweater, and you're like, oh, it's great, I got one of those. I already got one, you know. But I love the sentiment.
Yeah, come on, it's a thought that counts.
I would have settled for crepes. Like, just send us crepes, and I would have been happy. But you know what? It is the thought that counts, and it will be no less impressive. Well, it will be. It's 10 feet. I can't even say it's not going to be less impressive. I'm sorry. I look at things too logically, okay? But thank you, France.
Gavin's a threat. He's understated and underrated, but I think he could steal this game.
Way FM, this is The Wally Show, and Gavin, how are you feeling today?
Really good. This music's got me pumped up.
Okay.
I'm ready to go.
Oh, wow. You just literally raised the roof there. Okay. he is on fire, and he's ready to go. So you're going to have to bring your A game. Now, the way this game works, you can win a prize, first of all, but you have to get past the veritable steel trap that is Gavin's brain, okay?
We use that term loosely.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Oh, wait, no, that's a bad thing.
Yes.
What was that?
Well,
you might do better than you think today. He's already peaked.
If you want to have a prize just handed to you,
this is your game. All right, so the way it works is we're going to ask Gavin some questions. You don't have to know more than Gavin, because quite honestly, that's impossible. The stuff that he has locked up in that little redhead of his is it's amazing. Just sheer volumes of information.
Okay.
It's not what?
Are you going to badmouth me?
No, I appreciate you, Gavin. I have every faith in your ability to do just that.
Feel the sarcasm.
You can finish that sentence.
No, I'm done.
Okay. So anyway, Gavin, smartest person in the room. This is killing Betty. You don't have to know more than Gavin. All you have to do is guess, will Gavin get it right? So we're going to ask him the question. He will answer. And if you said he'd get it right and he gets it right, you win a prize. If he gets it wrong, you do not. So that's a very simple game. And we'll play it right now with you. 855-33-WAY-FM. Now, Gavin, your degree, is it actually called film studies?
Oh, no. It's in essence, yes. It's media and cinema studies.
Okay.
A little fancier.
Yeah, that is fancier. Same result, but
exactly.
Fancier title. Okay, so these are all going to be movie-related questions.
Oh, cool.
So I put this right in your wheelhouse.
Let's go.
But you never know, all right? So if you want to play, 855-33-WAY-FM is the number. That's 855-33-WAY-FM.
Gavin's a threat. He's understated and underrated, but I think he could steal this game.
Way FM, this is The Wally Show. Elizabeth, welcome to Will Gavin Get It. How are you today?
I'm well. How are you?
Good. And thank goodness we're playing this game, because you do not have to know more than Gavin, because that would be impossible because he's so smart. All you have to do is guess, will Gavin get the answer right or wrong? So you can bet on him or against him. Doesn't matter. And if it matches up with what you said, you get a point. You get enough points, you win a prize. You ready?
I'm ready.
Okay, now, Gavin, these are all film kind of questions because you have a degree in cinema studies.
Yes.
All right. So here we go. Question number one. What is the name of Princess Leia's home planet in Star Wars? What do you think, Elizabeth? Is he going to get this right or wrong based on what you know about Gavin?
I think he's totally going to get it right. It's
okay.
Star Wars.
You know he's a Star Wars fan?
Yes.
Okay, this is pretty easy, I would think. You don't get any choices.
Oh, I don't.
So you say he gets it right, Gavin?
I think her homeworld is called Alderaan.
Alderaan.
Am I right?
Do you feel good about that answer, Elizabeth?
I do.
Yep, that's absolutely right. Woo! Nicely done. Okay. So there's one. You're doing great here. Question number two. How many children are in the Von Trapp family in The Sound of Music? Because I know you had to watch this as part of your film studies. How many children are in The Sound of Music? What do you say, Elizabeth? Is he getting this right or wrong?
Well, I've actually never seen him, but you said he studied it, so I'm going to say yes.
Okay, you think you're betting on him again.
You have a lot of faith in him.
Yeah, no choices either.
Oh, man, that's the tough part. And I've watched this so many times with my wife because she also loves it, but it's not my favorite movie.
I on a herd was a little let it go, it's one of mine.
I'm going to go with five.
Five kids.
I don't feel confident about that, but it feels like the best I can do.
Let me just tell you this.
Gavin.
Five kids is a boy band, you know, or a girl band. Seven kids is a Von Trapp family sound. Okay.
Wow.
You bet on him, and that did not work out, so it all comes down to this. Here we go. The Disney characters Anastasia and Drizella, are they Cinderella's two stepsisters, Ursula's two eels, or Barbie's friends from Toy Story 3? Do you think he's getting this right or wrong, Elizabeth?
He better get it right. Oh. Yes, right.
Oh, wow. That sounds like a threat almost, Gavin.
I think I can get this right, though, and make her happy. I think that they are Cinderella's stepsisters.
There we go.
Oh, you sound pretty confident, Elizabeth. Do you know that that's true?
I've got kids, yes. Oh.
Really? I've never heard their names even mentioned in the Cinderella.
They say it in
Do
Cinderella?
They?
Yeah. Multiple times.
Yes, a couple of times.
And if you watch Cinderella 2, there's a love story for Anastasia where she meets a nice baker and they fall in love and get married in the end. So.
It's really
Somebody
cute.
Got an A in film studies. Your parents must be really proud. Nicely done. Well, congratulations, Elizabeth. You bet on Gavin 2 out of 3 times and it paid off.
Awesome.
And now for some good news.
Yeah! Well, FM, this is The Wally Show, and there's enough negative news in the world. We figured we'd combat some of that with some good news. Giddy up, couple rapid fire good news stories coming at you, make you feel better. Betty Ragu.
There's a 2-year-old border collie named Tilly.
Oh, that's a great dog name.
Yes, and her family got in an accident when the SUV that they were in was thrown out of the SUV.
Oh,
the dog
wow.
was. But he's okay. It turns out that he was found at a farm nearby, and he was herding sheep, which is what a border collie naturally does.
He was happy.
That's how he was found doing.
Yeah.
That's so sweet.
And at least they could tell their kids, like, oh, yeah, he's on the farm in a better place. He really was.
They're telling the truth.
But family and dog back together
again. Yes, all is well.
Wow, how far did they throw that dog? Like, if you didn't find him?
Well, maybe. Oh, well, that
he probably
let's not think about it too much, okay?
He got thrown, a little delirious,
he's okay.
and just
Tilly's
kept running.
Fine. Tilly's fine.
That's what's
All
important.
Is well.
This is really, really cool. There's a high school football player who was paralyzed during a game. Well, he got a standing ovation as he walked at his graduation to receive his diploma.
Whoa.
So that is amazing. And what's really cool is he got this on the same field where he was hurt, is where they held the graduation. Aww. So kind of reclaiming that negative.
Mm-hmm.
And turning it into a positive. He walked 10 yards to receive his diploma, and he said that felt better than any touchdown I've ever scored. So, there you go.
That's
so there,
awesome.
There you go. A little bit of good news, giddy up for you. Play FM, this is The Wally Show, and people will ask a lot of times, like, how do I go deeper in my faith? And one of the ways to do that is to just spend time reading your Bible, because that's where you find out who God is and who we are in this entire story and the characteristics and the promises of God. And it's so important to us that we give you the opportunity, if you need it, to get a free Bible. Or if you know someone that needs it, you can get a free Bible.
That's right. And you can go to wayfm.com/Wally. You'll see on the left-hand side, there's one of those bars that says free Bible. When you click on that...
That's the one you click on?
Yep. It's okay. A free Bible.
We've made it that easy.
Yes. So when you go there, all it's going to ask is for your name and an address to send it to, and you'll get that free Bible right in the mail.
Yep. Free Bible. It's easier to find that than God's will. I'll tell you that much. Sometimes, but that's where you start finding out God's will in your life too, is by spending time with him in the Bible. It's like, I love when people get one of these and they say, hey, I finally had the strength to leave a draining and verbally abusive relationship with my two boys. I'm starting over at my mom's house, and I've been leaning towards Jesus, and the final touch is a Bible. So there you go. That's somebody that needs to reset, restart, and is clinging to the words in there for hope and peace and salvation, you know. And so I love this, man. Share your reason of why you want the Bible, because it might inspire somebody else as well. But just know that if this is something that you feel like you need, you can get it, and you can get it for free at wayfm.com. I get people all the time that, even though I work in radio, they're like, I've got this great idea for a book. Like, how do I get this thing published?
Yeah, and a great place to start is the Bachelor of Arts in Creative Writing from Colorado Christian. It'll help elevate your writing abilities and prepare you to submit your works confidently in a manner that has the best chance of publication.
And here's the best part for you. It's all done 100% online. And why would it not be? It's writing, and you can do that from the privacy of your own home in a bathrobe. That's how all good writers write. I don't know if you know that. Bathrobe and slippers. And it can help prepare you for a successful writing career.
CCU's Bachelor of Arts in Creative Writing gives you the opportunity to learn under the tutelage of world-renowned best-selling author Jerry B. Jenkins, who chairs the program and developed the curriculum.
All right, so if you've ever wanted to write a book, or you've been working on one for a long time, the Jerry B. Jenkins Creative Writing Program at CCU Online will give you a chance to succeed in the ministry or in the marketplace.
So find out more about Colorado Christian University and the brand new Bachelor of Arts in Creative Writing at CCU.edu. That's CCU.edu.
If it's important to your family,
we have something very exciting to tell you that you have never heard before.
Then it matters to us on The Wally Show.
So here's something that could affect your summer family vacation. If you're flying, yes, you might want to give yourself a little more time at the airport. Flying is on a serious upswing, but the TSA says they are facing officer shortages.
Oh.
You know how, like, restaurants are like, hey,
it's
you know, we can't get people to apply.
Yeah.
Same thing there. And, like, TSA pays really well. So I'm kind of surprised about this. And they're even offering $1,000 recruitment incentives.
Oh.
If you are like, well, I need a job anyway, and I don't mind going through people's things or being yelled at.
Right?
Yeah, like done.
I don't feel like that would be just too bad of a job, especially if you compare it to like working in fast food or something. Like, I'd much rather go through people's belongings
Absolutely.
And be judgmental and say, you can't do this and you can't do that.
I wonder which TSA person I'd like to be. I don't have the attention to detail for doing the screening, like looking at that screen
and
all day.
You don't want to do the pat down.
No.
You don't want to be that person.
No. I've had my fair share of those. I think I'd, you know what, I want to be the person that brings the bins back up and restocks the bins.
Yes, I could do that.
Best TSA job for sure. You're like, oh, you had a bins? I'll just go over here and get some more bins.
Or you could be that person that's like, hey, the line's shorter over here. Come over here.
I just earned my $45,000 a year.
Yeah, man.
So there you go.
I could do that.
And it's not just TSA that is having trouble. Airlines, too, are having trouble as well. When they had the pandemic hit, a lot of people took retirements or they were let go. And people are talking about being on hold for 2 to 4 hours if you have to get a hold of a ticket agent, a representative. So that's another thing. As you're planning your vacations, know that everything is going to take a little bit more time. So this summer, like when you pack your swimsuit, your power adapters, you're going to want to pack some patience.
That's very true. And thank goodness we are not short on pilots. Because can you imagine if they got on the loudspeaker and they're like, one got retired and we're here alone.
Anybody know how to do this? My hand would instantly go up.
No.
And I'd instantly put it down.
I'm like, I'm going to take a shot at it. Let's do this. I'm game. Let's go somewhere. We all want to get there, right? Like, you don't want to wait anymore. I'm that guy that when they're like, hey, one of the wings is bent and it might be, we could duct tape it and we could try it, or we could delay the flight another 2 hours.
Please delay.
I'm like, let's do it. Let's duct tape. stop that thing and let's get there. I'm here now. I want to go.
Name it and claim it.
Name it and claim it.
Claim it.
Play FM, this is The Wally Show, and Name It and Claim It is where people usually ask us to name inanimate objects. We put our heads together and give them a personality. But this one's a little bit different. Hey, Wally, Betty, and Gavin, for months now, my sisters and I have been trying to help my mom pick out her grandmother nickname.
Oh.
It's a big deal for grandmoms, especially first-time grandmas, because you're stuck with it the rest of the time.
Right, and that's exactly the truth, because it's pretty much your second name. That's what you're going to be called for the rest of your life.
Like, my mom's favorite nickname for grandmother is Mimi. Only problem is about 32 years ago, she decided to call me Mimi, so that's not an option, okay? The sister-in-law, who is the mother-to-be, fluent in Spanish, husband's from Puerto Rican, she wants her mom to go by Ayla, which is shortened for the Spanish grandmother, Abuela. I'm like, that's not bad, actually.
Yeah, creative.
Yeah, I thought that was good. Like, the funny thing is the grandfather is like, I just want to be granddaddy. Don't worry about it. Like, just leave me alone.
Keep it simple.
Exactly. So she kind of liked Yaya. That's another one. I think that is maybe a Jewish grandma name, I think.
Yaya?
I think so.
Yeah. My wife, her mom wanted to be called Bobby.
For what?
I don't remember. Maybe that was the Jewish one, Bobby. She just liked it, and she ended up being Grammy.
And so y'all didn't even call her Bobby like she wanted?
No. And I don't know. I don't know what happened. Maybe we tried and it just didn't stick. I don't know. And so we want to put our heads together here with you, because maybe you have a really good grandmother name as a grandmother, or you came up with a good one and it has a cool story, or the history of it might be good to help our friend Mimi here out. Okay, so 855-33-WAY-FM is the number. That's 855-33-WAY-FM. What is a great grandma name? We'll take yours now. So what's a good grandma name there, April?
Lolly.
Lolly? L-O-L-L-Y?
Yes.
L-O-L-O-I. Okay, I like that.
How come?
My friend and her husband came up with this because Lolly is from her and Pop is him.
Oh, so Lolly Pop.
Okay, that's almost too cute. But I think it works.
I love it.
Well, I got you down, April. That's awesome. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right, Amanda, you're up for Name It and Claim It. What's a good grandma name?
I actually have two grandchildren that are going to be born this year, and I already have two, and I'm Gigi.
Oh, I do like Gigi.
Okay, what made you decide to choose Gigi, Amanda?
Actually, the kids, my children, put pressure on me, and they said, you're going to be Gigi. So that's what it is. That's how I ended up being Gigi.
So they chose your name. They chose it for you.
They did.
I like having the names like this, like Gigi or Oma or whatever, instead of like Grandma Reynolds, you know, and Grandma Stevenson.
Well, my grandma on my dad's side, we called her Grandma Bean, but it was only because she was tall and skinny, like a green bean.
Oh, okay.
So it was just Grandma Bean.
Okay.
What's a good grandma name that you've come up with?
Well, I wanted to be called Mimi, and our first granddaughter had different plans. She was learning to speak, and she would point to my arm and say, what is that? What is that? And I said, that's a tattoo. And she would ask all the time, what is that tattoo? Well, she went home to her mom and dad's house, and she started crying. And they said, what's wrong, Emma? And she said, I want tattoo. So now we have 10 grandchildren, and every one of them call me Tattoo.
Oh, that's so great. I love that.
One of them made me a plaque that says, I'm called Tattoo because I'm too cool to be called grandmother.
It's good it wasn't like grandma bad life decision, you know, like that you have a good tattoo. Gavin, what are your grandparents called?
Well, my grandparents on my mom's side are German, and so they actually go by Oma and Opa.
I dated a girl in high school that her grandparents were that because they were German.
Oh, I thought you were going to say her name was Oma.
No.
I thought you were going to say you dated his grandma.
No.
And then my grandparents on my dad's side were Swedish, and they went by Farmor and Farfar because it's like dad's mother and dad's father in Swedish.
I really like those. Those are great names. Debbie, what do you think is a great grandma name?
It is Mina.
Mina. Okay, now I haven't heard that. I've heard Mimi before. So how'd you come up with this?
Well, I was going to use Mimi. That kind of got taken from me. So
by who? Another grandmother? The other grandmother?
Well, no. Okay. It's a long story. But. Oh.
And she's still bitter. I can feel it. I can feel it. It's okay.
No. But my mom was Nana, so I didn't want to use Nana because that was her name, and I didn't feel right doing that. So sure. I was just thinking one day, Mina is a cross between Mimi and Nana, which is kind of the same. Yeah. And I can see my grandbaby one day reaching up and saying, I want Mina, I want Mina. So that was it.
I love it.
It was perfect.
So what's your husband's grandfather name? Is it just like granddad?
Grandpa.
Yeah, grandpa. Like, we don't spend nearly the amount of time or energy that you ladies spend coming up with the perfect grandparent name. Way FM, it's the Wally Show. Who's this?
Hi, my name is Christine. I need some prayer for a friend. She lives in here in Tallahassee, and she has to be out of her house in 60 days with 6 kids.
Oh, wow.
And 2 dogs.
So is it an eviction type situation?
The person who she was leasing from just wants to sell the house, so he's, you know, making her get out. It's a tough situation.
Yeah, moving's never fun, much less when you have to. And, you know, the good news is she does have 60 days. Some people don't get that. So hopefully she can get this worked out. Hey, do you know about our prayer wall at wayfm.com by any chance?
Yeah, I think I've been on it once or twice, but I can put that on there.
Yeah, you might want to put it up there because it's so cool when you post a prayer request on our prayer wall at wayfm.com, all of a sudden people read it and start praying for it, and then you'll get a notification that lets you know that somebody just prayed for your request. And what's so cool about this is you're going about your day and maybe you've already prayed for it and kind of forgotten about it, but then other people are praying for it, and it just reminds you, hey, I'm not alone in this, and other people are lifting this concern of mine up to God, and it's really cool. And you can take part in it right now at wayfm.com. Well, Christine, thanks for the call. I hope you get that posted on the prayer wall. And also, thanks for helping me remind other people that it's there.
Yeah, thank you.
Remember when pizza places used to promise delivery in 30 minutes or less or your pizza was free? Hey, it's Wally. And those days in the pizza business seem like they're gone for good. But good service is not a thing of the past for everyone. My friends at United Faith Mortgage pride themselves on giving you first-rate customer service. That means responding to your questions by phone or email in a timely manner. That means knowing you by name when you call. That means helping you get the loan that is best for you and not for them. These are just a few reasons why I love United Faith Mortgage and why I use them personally. In fact, we were looking at a house the other day, and I needed a letter of financing quickly, and I called my guy Ryan, and he had it to me in minutes, not hours. That's the advantage of working with a faith-based mortgage company like United Faith Mortgage. So while pizza delivery might not be as great as it used to be, United Faith Mortgage, I know, will deliver great service for you. United Faith Mortgage. Start online, call anytime. UnitedFaithMortgage.com.
United Faith Mortgage is a DBA of United Mortgage Corp, 25 Melville Park Road, Melville, New York. Licensed mortgage banker. For all licensing information, go to AnimalistConsumerAccess.org. Corporate Animalist Number 1330. Equal housing lender. Licensed in Alaska, Hawaii, Georgia, Massachusetts, North Dakota, South Dakota, or Utah.
Want to know what's going on?
I only found one result for your query. Isn't that interesting?
Find out now on The Wally Show.
All right, Gavin, what you got?
So I'm part of this young generation that is absolutely terrified of a phone call and by and large chooses to use texting or like Facebook messaging as a form of communication.
My daughter had this guy call her one time and I thought she was going to lose her mind. Like, panic. She was like, what? Wait, Carter's calling me. Why is Carter calling me? Why would Carter call me? Why is he calling?
Why can't he text me?
I'm like, just pick up the phone. Like, why is he calling? It's like, he's calling you because he has something maybe he wants to tell you that takes more time than texting. I don't know. I don't know. Like, I'm like, man. So, I still don't mind a phone call every once in a while.
No, and like you, well, not like you, because I'm about to talk about 65 and older people.
Thank
and you're not quite
well,
there.
But thank you. Don't well that.
A new study shows that 1 in 3 people over the age of 65 these days actually prefers texting over phone calls.
Now, I will say my dad is 66, and I think he would fall into this category because at one time I remember him telling me, Betty Lou, a phone is only used for calling people. Yeah. Then not. Well, then he gets a smartphone, and you can't get him off Facebook, can't get him to stop from texting you. Like,
it's amazing how they change when they get older.
Uh-huh.
The getting away from the flip phone where you had to hit the number 3 times to get it.
Goodness,
like,
no.
Once you got the keyboard on the smartphone, that was a game changer because then you can have quick text conversations with somebody where you don't need a lot of information. That I do like.
Yeah, I do too. Now, I will say, Wally, you personally slow things down because I don't know what it is, but when you type on your phone, finger. You only use your index finger.
Why and is that's that? It.
I've never seen anyone do that. We use our thumbs.
Well, that's the problem. Thank you for thumb shaming me. I have ginormous thumbs.
No, you don't.
They are. They're unusually weird shaped, and they hit too many letters at one time.
Oh, my
so
word.
I have to. I have a condition, and okay. so I. Yep,
stop
thanks.
It.
Thanks for making fun of me, Rock. But I
now
get
you're
there.
Sounding more like a millennial. Somehow,
FM, this is The Wally Show, and some superheroes keep their identity under wraps, and that's the case with Gavin.
Oh,
he,
what?
Yes. He, like, I did not realize that he is Bugman.
Yeah.
And he freaks out at bugs, and he turns into a superpower. His high-pitched squeal deafens the bug and shocks it, and then it falls over.
Gavin, can you give us a taste of it?
Yeah, yeah.
And then I run away with my super speed.
Yeah, it's amazing. I had no idea. Like, wow. I watched him lose his mind with a bug the other day. There's someone that wasn't even here. They were just talking about it. Yeah. And he gets all antsy about that. But I got, you know, everybody's got their kryptonite, too.
Yep.
You know, and that's the case with people and bugs for sure, right, Rock?
That's right. Did you know that it's cicada season
yep.
right now? Thankfully, I haven't seen any.
No, they're not around
but
us.
I have heard of people being affected by them, but they're getting around in Cincinnati right now. Mm-hmm. So, kind of... yeah.
See, that's what he does. He'll even dry heave sometimes. He'll get... like, what in the world?
Okay, so you kind of have to blame the driver for this one, but he was running around Cincinnati with the windows rolled down,
okay.
and a cicada flew in, hit him in the face.
Yeah.
He freaks out and totals his car. Now, thankfully, the driver is okay. I don't know about the cicada. Truth be told, I don't care about the cicada.
He better not be okay.
But it just goes to show the effect that bugs can have. It can total your car.
My wife freaked out when she just saw a spider in my car and made me pull over, and she got out of my car and ran.
Can you imagine?
Through somebody else's yard that we don't know.
Can you imagine if Gavin was in the car with you? What, he would
have jumped out.
He would have lost his mind, and then I probably would have had to have the inside of my car cleaned. I think he would have tinkled, honestly. Yeah, thrown up. So that's what we want to talk about with you now.
You bug me, baby.
All right. So what is a time that a bug almost was the death of you? Either literally or figuratively.
And sometimes it doesn't even have to involve being in a car.
No, uh-uh.
I know my mom almost broke her ankle because of a flying cockroach.
Yep. Yep. Yeah, she all fell right out of the trailer. So 855-33-WAY-FM is the number.
I set you up for that.
Thank you. 855-33-WAY-FM. What is that bug story where a bug just like was you thought it was the end of the world? All right. 855-33-WAY-FM. We'll take yours now. So what category do you fall into?
I'm the person that the whole family calls when there's a bug in the room to come and get it.
There you go. That's me, too.
My neighbor called me screaming, and she was vacuuming, and there was the black spider, and I had to drop what I was doing and go next door to get the spider.
Yeah, absolutely.
I have lived in an apartment, and I have been tempted once or twice to call a maintenance guy to just come in and kill a bug before.
Oh, they
I
love
didn't
that.
Want to do that.
Yeah, they love that.
Because I didn't
that.
Want to do it.
Is it that you didn't want to hurt it or you were scared of it?
I was scared of it because it was taller than me. You know, if it's on eye level. No.
That's
what I'm
a
saying,
giant bug. That might not even be a bug. That could be an intruder.
Taller than you, that's
no, it was on the wall, but it
might
was,
have been a kangaroo.
Oh, my goodness. I can never finish a story.
Well, when you say something insane like that. What's your story?
I'm so terrified of bugs. I take night classes, and I had parked under a tree. Well, on the way home, our AC was broke, so the windows were down. All of a sudden, I see a spider crawling across the windshield. I freaked out. I was going like 90 miles an hour trying to get home. I was screaming in the car by myself. I get out of the car. I take off all my clothes except for my undergarments. I'm screaming. I run inside.
Wait, you did this outside?
I thought it might be on me.
Well, okay. So I'm sure. Right. Your neighbors at this point have to be going, what in the world?
So I get home. My husband's upstairs. He hears me screaming. All he sees is me screaming. He's running down the stairs. All he sees is me standing around undergarments. He's like, hey, what happened? And I said, there's a spider in the car. And he's like, OMG. And I would not get back in that car until he bombed it. So I made him bomb the car. And the next morning, I see him driving off, and all you could see was the smoke coming out from the car.
That is awesome. I got to be honest. The lengths you went to get to that point, I'm kind of surprised you didn't just sell it.
No, I did.
Okay.
Good call. Good call.
You bug me, baby.
WayFM, this is The Wally Show. And Lori, thank you so much for joining us for You're Bugging Me, where you had a bug encounter that literally or figuratively almost ended your life.
It's a moment I'm not really proud of, but I was driving down the street in the dark. I felt a bug land in my hair, and I put my hand up and touched it. When I did, it was fuzzy, and I knew it was one of those big, fat bumblebees. And in a moment of panic, I just grabbed it, and unfortunately, my daughter was sitting next to me, and I threw it in her lap, and she freaked out. She freaked out, and she kicked my windshield and busted out the whole windshield while we were driving down the street.
Oh, my goodness, and you can't even be mad at her because you actually started that, you know?
No, it was a terrible mother moment. I'm ashamed, but it happened.
That is insane. Yeah, you know, you'll hear all these stories of heroic moms that put themselves in harm's way for their child.
Right. Lori's daughter's going to be in therapy saying, my mom threw a baby at me.
This is certainly not one of those moments.
Need to freshen up your playlist? Here's what's new on Now.
All right, Gavin, what you got? We got Way Now. It's our sister side stream where if you want to catch a little bit more of like hip-hop music, some Christian rap, some more pop music, you can go over there and catch a different flavor than you would here on Way FM. And every week, we like to highlight a new song that is playing on Way Now. And today, that song is Outside by No Big Deal. All one word.
I like how you said that, too. No Big Deal.
No Big Deal.
Why is it outside? Do we need to bring it inside?
Oh, no. We're going to figure out what we do outside.
Oh. Mm. Oh. Oh, it's called
name of the song.
It's the name of the song.
I got it.
Yeah, I saw that.
Shady told me it's okay if I get sad for a while. Sometimes it's evil to laugh. Sometimes it's tragic to smile. I said, but why cry when your friend died if you gon' resurrect him? He said the promise of heaven don't take away the depression. He said, I'll take what I said, repeat it, and make it a blessing. Make sure the way that you say it reflect the weight of the lesson. I talk to God when I'm walking outside. What I see with my eyes, let me know it's alright. I feel love when I'm feeling inside. All the stress and my pride, I just set it aside.
So, there you go. If that's not your taste in music, you might have a kid that's like, oh, that's pretty dope. I'd like to listen to that. Because that's what you want, is you want this stuff, you know, connecting with your kids. And, you know, it's still truth and it's still God's truth in any form of music that we're going to play, whether it's here on Way FM or on Way Now. And so maybe you want to share that with somebody in your life that's like, oh, that's right up their alley.
Yeah, and if you want to do that, you can go to waynowmusic.com or you can download the Way Now app.
Look, I'm fully aware of how much COVID has messed with our lives this past year. Many of us, for the first time in our lives, have felt trapped, stuck, or even helpless. Now imagine that not just being a year, but a life or a generation of being stuck. That's what happens to kids caught in the cycle of poverty. They are truly stuck. But there is good news. This doesn't have to be their story.
And that's where you come in. I'm sure you didn't wake up this morning thinking, I'm going to be a hero today, but you can. For $38 a month, just about a dollar a day, you can make sure a child living in poverty gets the things they need not only to survive, but to thrive.
You provide your sponsored child food, a better education, clean water, and medical treatment. And here's what I love about partnering with Food for the Hungry. Your gift also helps other kids in the community. So you're not just helping one child, but you're also helping their friends a little as well, because FH wants to build up the entire community.
The other really important part is you get to write to your child and encourage them. This is your faith in action, and your support and the words you share with them will carry and inspire them to accomplish more than they even dreamed possible for themselves.
With everything going on, I know it's easy just to take care of ourselves and put this off till tomorrow, but kids living in poverty, tomorrow feels like an eternity. Plus, I'm telling you that sponsoring one of our Food for the Hungry kids will not only help them, but it will also change you. There is such joy in helping innocent kids who didn't ask for or do anything to deserve this. And we've been blessed with so much in our lives. It's a blessing to be able to sponsor these amazing kids.
It only takes a minute and costs you nothing to see if this is even for you. So check it out, fh.org/Wally Show. Again, that's fh.org/Wally Show. You can also follow FH on Instagram and Twitter.
These are the least important stories out of Hollywood, but nonetheless entertaining. Here's Betty Rock with the least of these.
Despite his success as a TV personality, an actor, a game show host, and author, Howie Mandel doesn't have it all together.
Okay, yeah, I think that's normal for most people. We think they do because mm-hmm. they're wealthy celebrities, but just mm-hmm. not the case.
Well, he's been very open about the fact that he struggles with OCD and anxiety. And in a more recent interview, he describes in further detail about what he deals with every day.
OCD are these intrusive thoughts that keep coming in so much that you have no control and you can't stop. And those thoughts are so strong that it stops your life.
Oh, for sure. That's when it gets more than just like a habit or things mm-hmm. that you're nervous about. Because I know some friends of ours, their son, his bedtime routine is about an hour to 2 hours. Oh my goodness. And it involves doing the lights 40 times.
Oh,
and like,
my.
I mean, it gets so intrusive into his life and, you know, and it takes a while to get a handle on it to mm-hmm. be functional.
Yeah. And he also explains, Howie Mandel, he explains that he doesn't shake people's hands due to the fact that it could trigger his OCD with someone's hands maybe being wet
sure.
or dirty. It could cause him to spend hours in the bathroom washing his hands over and over. And here's the thing. He knows it sounds, you know, like it doesn't make any sense,
right.
but there's still nothing he can do about it.
I'm intelligent enough to understand that this what is going on in my hand is not dangerous, but I can't stop myself. Mm. That's the obsession and the compulsiveness to do things.
Yeah, see, that's the thing. If you don't struggle with that, it doesn't make sense mm-hmm. from the outside. Just like if you don't struggle with anxiety, someone being anxious about something you perceive as nothing
yeah.
doesn't make any sense. But to them, it's the biggest thing in the world mm-hmm. right now. And until that is remedied or rectified, they can't function.
Right. And I'm sure, you know, I think he's probably in his 50s. I'm sure he's sought help for it.
Oh,
but
sure.
I can't even imagine the people, the random people that he comes across on the daily. And I bet he's having to travel a lot.
Oh,
I
know.
And I can't imagine.
It's good that he can function. I think I think everybody finds their coping mechanism and you because you have to, you know. And, you know, so I think it's good that he finds his way to function, but it doesn't make his life easier.
Mm-mm.
And I think that is the be-all, end-all, I think, for all of us is learning to give people grace when we don't understand their experience. And that's not always easy to do, but things like this are good reminders of mm-hmm. that, you know. So there you go. That's going to do it for your least of these. Thank you, Lady Rock. Way FM, this is The Wally Show. And the other day, Gavin came in and asked me, like, an unusual question. He asked me if I had my cat on any kind of special cat food. And he's a dog lover. And I'm like, oh, okay, it's odd. I know you don't like cats or, you know, whatever. So why did you ask me that, Gavin?
Because we had gone to the grocery store, sure. done our shopping, got food for our dog,
yeah.
but then got home and had literally opened it, poured it in the bowl, and we're like, that's kind of small looking. We look at the bag, which yeah. is a big bag.
It's a giveaway, usually a dead giveaway.
Exactly. And there's cats on the
bag. Yeah, of course there are.
But it was in the dog food section.
What'd you think? You were like feeding your dog cats? Like, this is some new cat food here.
Yummy.
Yeah, you just feed your dog the cats. It's great.
It's terrible, Gavin.
Just accidentally bought cat food. Thought it was dog food because it was in the dog food section, but it was a cat on the bag. So.
Okay, well, there you go. So he made an accidental purchase, and I'm the beneficiary of that. Thank you. But I'm curious for you, have you ever bought something by accident? I know I did one time. I bought a fabulous coat. I probably should say it more like fabulous coat.
Yes.
It was at Kohl's, and I couldn't believe the deal I got on it. I wore it, and I think I looked like Joel from For King and Country.
Someone should have told you something was off.
I looked that good in it. Yeah, true story. And then when I got home, it was weird. It was turns out it was a woman's coat. I did not know that.
Didn't your wife figure that out?
Yeah, yeah. And I mean, it was by the brand was mysterious.
I should have told you.
Yeah.
Pink lining.
Yeah,
it was buttons
really
on the
strange.
Wrong side.
Yeah, but the funny thing is, I still labored about taking it back
because
it looked so good.
But it looks good.
How awkward would it have been if you'd been somewhere to eat and you were wearing that coat and another like soccer mom walks in and says.
Yeah, exactly.
You wore it better.
Yeah, that's why I actually ended up returning it. All right, so what was your accidental purchase? 855-33-WAY-FM. We love having you on the show with us. Put that number in your favorites there so you can get right through. But I'm curious if you ever, maybe you bought something online by accident and you hit purchase like, no, you know, or you just weren't thinking it all the way through. So we'll take yours now. 855-33-WAY-FM. What was your accidental purchase?
Well, my husband and I have been married almost 28 years. He's been a diabetic since he was 12, and I bought regular Mountain Dew instead of Diet Mountain Dew.
That could be a death sentence, like, because there's so much sugar in that.
And the funny thing is that he actually opened it and started to drink one.
Oh, wow. Like, whoa. When did you realize the mistake, on the way to the hospital?
No, he can actually smell the difference in the soda. So when he opened it, he could tell it wasn't diet. And he did a double take of the can and realized it wasn't diet.
Yeah, I would have done a double take at you. I'm like, wait, what? So what's your accidental purchase?
I bought a maternity dress when I was not pregnant.
I get it. It's tricky. You're in Target, and they just kind of mash those two things right? together, because I was there with my wife one day, and I'm like, honey, look at this dress. It's really cute. I think it'd be great for you. I was 2 feet, just two feet to the wrong side. I was in the maternity section.
Exactly. And you pick up the wrong dress and you don't try it on. You just take it home and you think, oh, this is going to be great. And then it's not.
Yeah, because they've made maternity dresses so much cuter now. You know, that's their fault.
Right?
Why do I know this kind of stuff?
I don't know.
Betty should be chiming in here somewhere. And it's just, she's just letting me run with it. All right, Brianna, you're up. What was your accidental purchase?
I was going to the grocery store with my friend, and we were getting groceries, and she says, oh, I got to go over the frozen section and get this ice cream for my kids. And I was like, okay. She was like, has your daughter tried it? And I was like, no. And she was like, okay. So she's looking through, and she gets it, and I'm like, what is it? And she was like, it's called Frosty Paws. And I'm like, Frosty Paws? And she was like, yeah, my kids, like, love it. Like, it's orange flavor. They love it. So I'm looking at the package, and it says, for dogs. And I'm like, this is for dogs. And she was like, what? And I was like, it says for dogs right there. And she was like, I've been feeding it to them forever. It's like their favorite. And so she's like, do I stop? Like,
yeah, that's a hard question. Because,
yes, you stop.
Well, I don't know. They love it. You know, and the only thing that makes it bad is someone else knows, you know, now.
Wow. You're not raising a litter. You're raising kids.
Okay. I understand where you're coming from, but do her kids have, like, shiny hair and no ticks?
I saw that going differently in my mind.
Way FM, this is The Wally Show, and this is Mind Blown.
Mind Blown!
Attempt to blow your minds with things that you can tuck away for a moment when you need them to sound smart, witty, informed.
When you're feeling insecure and
absolutely.
Want to seem greater and better than those around you.
That's why everything I keep in my head like a steel trap. Now, normally I'm doing this and I share these things because I want to be the most interesting person at the party. But today, the student has become the teacher.
Oh.
Gavin is going to attempt to give us a mind blown. So there's a lot of pressure on this, Gavin.
I hope this lives up to what I, when I was like, oh, I'll do a mind blown.
Yeah.
I hope this really.
I hope I don't already know it.
Oh, that'd be amazing. Well, I don't think you do. Okay. So a Wisconsin man recently set the world record for the most push-ups in a year.
Okay.
If you wanted to break said record,
right.
What is your guess for how many push-ups he did in 1 year span?
1,000?
Oh, no. That's like what Marines will do yeah. like when they get in
well,
trouble.
Well, then you answer.
Well, I will. You just jumped right in there.
1,000.
Yeah, I'm going to say for a year, if he's doing 100 a day, that's 52 weeks. Or that's 365,000. And how much? Just for 1 year?
Yep, 1 year.
I'm going to say 500,000.
Okay.
I'm going to say he went over 100 a day.
So this guy just completed in 1 year.
1,500,231
push-ups.
Okay.
Cow.
And now let me just, now this is how I teach you how to use this information. Okay, that's a lot of push-ups.
Yeah.
But the time you break this out is you're at a party, everyone's milling about, okay. and then that one dude comes in and he's bragging about CrossFit.
There
he's
you
like
go.
Talking about his CrossFit. He's even wearing his shoes. Ah, just came from CrossFit, whatever. CrossFit. Blah. And then this is where you go, hey, how many push-ups did you do in CrossFit today? Dude, I did 100. Oh, really? That's interesting. Little known fact. And then you just drop this yeah. on them, and then you just walk away.
And make a new enemy.
That's it. No, but make 10 other friends that got you helped get this guy stopped talking about CrossFit. Mm. You're the party hero. So nicely done. There you go. That's your mind blown for today.
You may have heard something in a song on Way FM that sounds like it's from the Bible and wondered, where's that at? Well, wonder no more.
So today we're looking at the song Christ in Me by Jeremy Camp. So come and empty me so that it's you I breathe. I want my life. actually in the Bible, which is a good thing there. Galatians 2:20 says, I've been crucified with Christ. It is no longer I who live, but Christ who lives in me. And the idea is that we're, you know, saved. Our old life is gone and we're now a new creature in Christ. And our lives aren't supposed to be about us anymore, but rather about Christ who lives in us and has fundamentally changed us. The verse goes on to say, and the life I now live in the flesh, I live by faith in the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me. And that is the basic of, you know, you hear us saying, ask Christ into my heart, I got saved, you know, stuff like that. This is kind of the basic premise of that concept. You know, because nowhere in the Bible does it say, ask Jesus into your heart. It doesn't say that. But it's that concept of him being in you. It's Christ in you that is making you a different person from the inside out.
Look at that. It's like what they say they teach in the Bible.
I know,
Jeremy
exactly.
Jeremy Camp is singing it.
He's really good at this. And if you're ever wondering, that's where that's at.
Well, the podcast is over, but there's still the Aftercast. It's new stuff you didn't hear in the podcast. Be sure to rate us on iTunes, as well as connect with us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok. Just search Wally Show. And if you'd like to join our Facebook group made exclusively for you potties, the link is in the description of this podcast. Thanks to Colorado Christian University Online and United Faith Mortgage for supporting what we do.